Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big day for Kayshawn Booty in his return to the state of Louisiana. 5 catches, 93 yards, couple of touchdowns. He also sealed the game.
Yeah, he makes some big plays.
That play on the sideline. I mean, Vrabel with the challenge to ensure that you get it down to the two-minute warning, wind the play clock, and then the two-minute warning, game's over, was a huge challenge by Vrabel, but he can't challenge it if Booty doesn't make the catch and stay inbounds and sneak his little booty inbounds on that play.
Sure did.
And so, he made some big plays, and I feel like he had been quiet for a couple of games. He came out with the huge week one. He had the highlight reel touchdown week two. Then he hadn't really done much. And this was a nice performance out of him to show that there are more guys in that receiver's room. I'd say to a lesser degree, Pop Douglas, I still don't really believe in him. Those feel like more broken plays than anything. But
somebody still has to do it, because you wondered how many guys did they have that could score from anywhere on the field. And for many years, they didn't have anybody that could do it. And then you're like, all right, maybe Marcus Jones. Like, they don't even use. And then you're like, maybe this is what Kyle Williams can be.
Right.
And so you're like, all right, put that to the side. And if Pop Douglas, I'll even give him credit for the other one. He should have had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If he could do that, I'm surprised, but good. I'll take it.
But those are more like, and I guess we gave Diggs a lot of credit last week against Buffalo like a scramble drill type of play. But that's really more what those are. May's back. He's looking around. Eyes are up. Douglas got a freelance. But maybe that's how you utilize him. Maybe he's not, the quick twitch jitterbug type of receiver closer to the line. Maybe that's how you use him. He's small. He's only 5'8".
He is a little guy.
That's how you use him.
I thought he might be more of a possession receiver going into the year, but maybe he's not. And when you need a first down, though, they do have multiple guys. And I wouldn't even include him, right? Because, like you said, that's more broken play, deep play stuff. But like Steph Diggs, when you need a first down, I would put him obviously at the top of the list. But Kayshawn Booty sort of emerged as the guy that you need a first down, big play, Drake May can trust him. It was clearly his favorite receiver at the end of last year. And part of it was, it's such a down year, such a lost year. How much of this is going to translate into next year? It seems like that connection at least has. And it's not going to be every week. He's not going to have 93 yards, 2 touchdowns every week. We've already seen it. But the same thing can be said about Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs had 2 weeks in a row over 100 yards. This week he had 3 for 28. But one of them was a significant big play that picked up a first down. So I think, and then even Mac Hollins had a couple. He only had 2 catches, but felt like one of them was a pretty big grab. So
no, he did. He converted a play. I liked his little celebration after his catches yesterday, too.
They all have good little celebrations.
I like me some Mac Hollins, although I tweeted that in the middle of the game, and then like 2 seconds later, he couldn't reel in a deep bomb from Drake.
That's true. He should have had that one.
But I like Mac Hollins. I like his whole stance.
I like pointing for a first down, letting everybody know you have a first down. That's always acceptable.
Like pulling at your shoulder pads and whatever he was doing. I like all that.
Whatever it might be.
Let him like know. I like the receiver room. I don't think it's great. But I like the receiver room, and, if Booty can come through with games like this every couple of weeks, where he's in the end zone or he's converting big plays, like you said, he doesn't need 93 yards and 2 touchdowns every week. But if he's coming through and he's reliable, and it seems he's always had good chemistry with Drake May, and if Diggs is going to come along, it was a disappointing game out of Diggs, but we'd look at it a lot differently if he reeled in, or he did reel in, if he wasn't flagged on the 51-yarder up the sideline, and that was a huge conversion.
Oh, it was a huge play. Yeah, he could have had that.
So we'd look at Diggs' day a little bit differently.
But even still, Kayshawn Booty, 5 catches on 5 targets. Steph Diggs, 3 catches on 3 targets. Like, those guys were efficient. I mean, Drake May normally is. I mean, his completion percentage is over 70 on the season. But those guys, I mean, when he went to them, they were making plays.
That's true. So one thing that Mike Reese, of all people, wrote about after the game, and it's hour two, Jones and Keith, Patriots Monday. We have what happened coming your way from week 6.
Oh, a lot happened.
Quite a bit. starting with that early game. We were talking off the air about Justin Fields and the Jets.
Jeepers.
That early game yesterday.
Creepers. What a game that was.
So we'll go around the NFL week six coming up at 11:30. Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis also scheduled to join us here on a Patriots Monday. But Mike Reese, of all people, wrote about this after the game. Are the Patriots putting too much on Drake May?
I'm like, plate talk? We're back to the plate?
That is a negative angle, Mike Reese, coming out of the game.
Wow.
I like it. He says the lack of a consistent run game made the Patriots one-dimensional as the offense relied on May's arm and a growing knack for making clutch plays when things break down. The silver lining is that the team's pass protection has improved to the point that airing it out can still be a winning formula. I'll jump in. A texter said, why do you guys never talk about Will Campbell? Will Campbell in the O-line?
Because he's good.
Great again.
No, it's not fair, but it's the truth.
No, it's when you do your job, we don't tend to talk about you too much unless we get asked about it. And then we say, Will Campbell was great. He was running down the field celebrating with his team. Like, he was the first offensive lineman down the field celebrating with teammates. Stuff. So Campbell's been great.
No, it really should be like the referees, where referees and offensive linemen, you shouldn't really talk about them much. And then when you do, it's usually a bad sign. But no, I think we've tried to do every week sort of point out the fact that Drake May has had some time. The run game, which I know we're going to get into, that's been more of an issue. But pass blocking wise, I know Drake May's taken in some sacks, but I would say Will Campbell's been very good. They had some issues early in the season. He and Wilson, and then even throwing the veteran Morgan Moses with the penalties that they had. But overall, I don't know which group is better than what I thought going in, the O-line or the receiver group. Like, we ranked them both pretty low.
So I had higher hopes for the receiver group, which means my answer is I had no expectations for the O-line.
Yeah,
I didn't even think – I wasn't even sure Campbell was a tackle.
Yeah.
And so, look, Campbell and the pass blocking has been very good, but Reese points out – and this again, this is Mike Reese, his glass half empty. In fact, he calls it a glass half empty view – is that the team is playing in the Northeast. They're likely going to need to run the ball later on in the year when the weather turns cold. The Patriots' leading rusher yesterday, Drake May.
Yeah.
That is on total yards, 28, and yards per carry, 3.1.
3.1 yards a carry.
Which I think is going to factor in some kneel downs at the end of the game. So that might be the thing.
There.
Say it again.
There's three kneel downs.
Three kneel downs, thank you.
He had one run yesterday that...
The 20-yarder to the
20-yard run. Yep. Was more yards than Ramondre Stevenson had on 13 carries.
Stevenson had 13 carries for 18 yards, 1.5 an attempt. Now, he didn't fumble. He didn't fumble.
Held on to that rock.
Maybe he's real focused on holding on to the rock, which
when
is
they're
why
up six he's and not he has explosive. The ball and they're handing it to him, aren't you terrified?
Yes.
I was terrified.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you're
just going to give him the ball back.
Travion Henderson, he was good for 3 yards a pop, 9 carries for 27 yards. As a team, 31 carries. 73 yards.
It's nothing.
2.4 a carry.
Eeks.
And
yeah,
and
big eeks.
Big time eeks. And as we said last week, New Orleans is a poor run defense. They're a bottom 10 run defense.
Oh, they looked stout yesterday.
They really did.
They looked like a milk stout.
So Reese says you're going to have to win games in crummy weather and win games running the football. And this is now your running back group unless you sign or trade for somebody. I mean,
it's a surprise.
Is it too much on Drake May to say it's all on you? We can't run the football.
Yeah, I mean, they need to run the ball better. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But Drake May might be up for the challenge, right? Like, not every team has a great running game. And looking at it right now, it's pretty interesting. The teams that yards per carry. First of all, only 8 teams in the NFL run for less than 100 yards per game through 5 or 6 games. They're one of the 8
teams.
You're
telling me
they're one of the 8 teams. And then when you take it one step further and you say yards per carry, there's only 3 teams worse in the whole league. San Francisco, Cincinnati comically can't run, and without Burrow, they can't do anything. And then the Steelers, which is kind of interesting because they've played pretty well and they're winning games.
They ran wild against the Pats, and then I thought Gainwell, at least their first couple of drives, they ran wild against
I guess
the
Pats. They don't. I guess the other games, they don't really
Gainwell run. Went nuts in one of those early games.
Yeah, but they're down there, 3.4 yards a carry. The Patriots, for a team on the season, 3.5 yards per carry, 91.5 rushing yards. So over the course of a long season, they're going to need more out of that. And what I can't figure out I don't think it's the offensive line. Is it the play calls? Is it the running backs? Like, what's going on? Why are they so ineffective running?
Well, I think, and I was half joking about this earlier, but I wonder if it's part of the reason Vrabel's like, Vrabel wants to run the football. It's what they did in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if it's part of the reason he's so hesitant to give Josh McDaniels any credit.
He's like, let's get the run going a little bit.
When he's asked about it, he's like, well, it's all Drake May. It's not the coaching. I would know. It's about the players.
Think about how good the play action would be if they actually could run the ball.
I know you're asking me about Josh McDaniels, but do you know Ashton Grant?
Yeah.
So I think some of it might be he's frustrated they can't run the football. A lot of it is that he didn't pick Josh McDaniels in the first place. He was forced into it. But if you're asking me to identify the issue, I think it's the backs. Which
me too.
I'm surprised at.
I think it's the players.
I think it's not it. The O-line, we read you the Phil Perry stat a bunch last week. I don't know what the updated numbers are, but they're actually creating at least average yards before contact. They're creating some space, and the backs aren't finding it. So I think it's on Stevenson with the fumbles.
Yeah.
And maybe that's in his head now where he's so conscious of not fumbling that he's not explosive at all. Better than fumbling.
Sure.
But I'd like you to have a couple of runs where, you know, you're averaging more than 2 yards a carry.
Well, I wonder if that's what it is with him. And then with Henderson.
Henderson's been bad.
Yeah.
He has not been anywhere near the draft capital they put in.
He was like the player maybe we were most excited about during preseason. And you're like, all right, this guy, I think I picked him for offensive rookie of the year. He can't go 2 yards down the field without getting tackled.
I said he was going to be their best rookie back since Curtis Martin.
Lawrence Maroney would like a word with you, sir.
Incorrect.
Sonny Michel would like a conversation. Yeah, that one, that's odd where you're like, all right, you do have a few weeks till the trade deadline. Not that the trade deadline is usually the most active thing in the NFL, but a running back, you probably not going to have to give up a lot for a running back, but could somebody give you a shot in the arm there? Because I think they were happy with the committee. You now remove Antonio Gibson from said committee, and Stevenson and Henderson just haven't had it. Now, I'm not giving up on Henderson like long term or anything, but right now he's not effective. And then Ramondre's only getting the carries that he is, probably in large part because Henderson is struggling. Did you see the tweet that Andrew Callahan had where he referred to Travion Henderson as
the Madden glitching? Yeah, he was blocking nobody. I did see that.
It was like a little, like a play action rollout to the right, and Drake May was looking for somebody. And Henderson got caught in between whether he should block or run in the route himself. He just slid down the field with his hands off. It was wild.
He got unplugged. The controller
got
unplugged.
Is he okay? Can somebody let him know what he's doing?
I've never seen, did Morgan Moses false start with no one across from him yesterday? Did you see, you know the play I'm talking about?
No.
Morgan Moses false start.
The guy running in real late?
Yeah, so it was where the guy on defense ran in super late.
Yeah, well, that's distracting.
And
get there on time.
There was no one lined up across from him, and he kind of like looked back and jumped. I was like, I don't know that I've ever seen that.
He was a little, yeah.
Between the Madden glitch and
the Madden glitch was wild.
Morgan Moses, you didn't even need to, you didn't need to do anything. You just stand there. There was no one across from you.
No, but I think we're sort of at a crossroads now with the running backs. Like, I think they need to figure out how to get more production because the line's playing well. The quarterback's playing great. The receivers and tight ends are playing well. So they're kind of standing out in a bad way.
So I was just fact-checking this. Henderson and Quinshaw Judkins, both Ohio State. Now, Judkins has his off-field stuff.
He does, but he's been running well.
I thought he got taken after Henderson. That was wrong. He was two picks before.
So right.
If you look at the backs after Travion,
yeah.
R.J. Harvey hasn't done much.
Yeah.
Caleb Johnson has done zero. Tootin, then Scadaboo. I mean, Scadaboo is the one, and we talked about on Friday.
He's playing well.
But so how do you upgrade that position if you indeed need to upgrade that position? Patriots need to run it better. I think they'd tell you that firsthand. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Patriots Monday, we are joined by a member of the Patriots. We have Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, thanks for joining us again on a Patriots Monday.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how's it feel, Christian, not only to be 4-2, some momentum, winning some consecutive games here, including yesterday in New Orleans, but you're also contributing in a big way, making a key play down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, God is good. Yeah, and that's all I can say. God is good. I was able to get an opportunity to punch at the ball, and luckily hit it in the right spot. It came out.
Was that something you guys went into the game? Was there more of a concentration on that in this game? Because it just seemed like from the outside, not just you, but players on the team were going for punch outs more than maybe a typical week.
No, honestly, like, we started practicing it, drilling it a lot more. So it's something that Braves, like, we've always emphasized the entire off season, but I think it's an area that we need to improve at, like, in just getting the ball out of guys' hands more. And I think we're taking the steps in the right direction.
How do you feel the defense is coming along, Christian?
I think we're doing great. You know, obviously there's areas to clean up. That's every team, every defense has areas that they need to clean up. But for the most part, like, I think we're playing true to our identity. We're flying to the ball. We're having fun. And then, you know, we're making plays when plays need to be made.
You know, it's now six straight games where a running back hasn't gotten to 50 yards individually. Is that even a stat you guys are aware of? Is that something you guys take any kind of pride in?
I wouldn't say that's a stat I've focused on. I think our media guys are the first ones to tell me it.
Keys.
But no, that's not something I think we focus on. We're more focused on like setting our team to win.
I've read, and I think this is Mike Reese who had this. He was talking to Milton Williams, and Milton Williams relayed that Vrabel is showing high school highlights of different players during the week. So has he shown your two-parter. Has he shown your highlights yet? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Who would you say you've been most impressed by or had the most embarrassing highlights? Like, who's kind of jumped out when you guys have had that experience?
Honestly, it wasn't high school, but I was very impressed by our coach, Kay Rich. He played at Arkansas, so that I was impressed by his highlights. He had some good plays made on the ball, you know, and he had a few nice tackles, and I liked watching that. That was fun. That was good to see.
Nice.
That's pretty good. We also heard some of the post-game audio of Mike Vrabel telling you guys to make sure you celebrate the win. And not just, hey, you know, on to the next one or look at all the different improvements. So do you think as a team you guys were able to do that, at least spend a little bit of time celebrating the win that you did have?
Yeah. No, it was obviously being on the road, it's a little different. But the flight back was good. This morning was good. We were able to look at the game one more time. And starting tomorrow, we'll head on to the next team, you know.
Speaking of that, you guys are going to be heading to Tennessee. What, if anything, has Mike Vrabel relayed to you guys about his time there and the game this weekend?
You know, he hasn't really talked to us about his time there. For us, you know, it's any given Sunday. You can win or lose games. Every week you have to attack it like it's the last week, like it's a playoff week. You never know what the game can entail. If this is the one game that would get us in the playoffs or keep us out of the playoffs, you know, for me personally, I want to treat it like it's the, you know, they're the best team in the league. And that's how I think how the mindset of the team is. It doesn't matter who lines up across from us. We're going to give it our best.
Okay. Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time. Every Patriots Monday, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Christian Ellis, thank you. Joining us here. He said the highlights he liked, Keefe. I had to look this up. Kevin Richardson.
Okay. I like a high school highlight tape.
A defensive assistant.
All right.
He played at Arkansas. I'm looking at it.
Obviously, he was pretty good, though.
I'm looking at the bio.
Did he play with Hunter Henry?
He played with Hunter Henry and Dietrich Wise.
How about that?
At Arkansas.
And so his high school tape is legit?
I think he said it
was. Post the clips!
He said it wasn't high school. He said it was Arkansas.
Oh, it was his college
game. For the coaches anyway.
I like it.
He intercepted Jalen Hurts while he was at Alabama, Keith.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Sent him packing to Oklahoma. That might have been what did it. That or getting benched in the title game for Tua.
Precisely. Yeah. Look, I get it. I get that Vrabel's not going to talk a lot about Tennessee. You know this game means a ton.
Oh, it means a ton, and I think it's easier to talk about it after the game. And he still may not. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays it off more so than like Steph Diggs when he was like, yeah, so, of course this was a huge game.
I bet to the media he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
What about some of those like post-game breakdowns? There might be something in there.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we have an idea of what it means.
There might be something in there for him. But
Mike Reese pointed out this clip, I guess it was on Get Up this morning, where they were asking Teddy Bruschi about Mike Vrabel's sort of like memory, or does he hold on to things? And he's like, he's still mad at me for picking against the Titans years ago. So like, that's like a friend of his who picked a game like against him, and he remembers that. So how do you think he feels about the team that fired him?
And let's just look at Kayshawn Booty just went back to his home state.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't even like the Saints were his former team.
No.
Diggs played for the Bills, wasn't the only team he played for. I mean, this is where Vrabel coached, and they moved on. They fired him. So I don't know.
I bet he's super motivated, and I bet the team. I think the team really likes and respects Vrabel quite a bit, so I think they're going to feed into that.
He might not need to say much. They just know.
No, right. They already know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith, Patriots Monday here on WEEI. We'll get to what happened. Take you around week six of the NFL momentarily, but we're joined every Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
I read a comment from you, Hunter, after the game last night. These last 2 years have been, quote-unquote, the longest of your life. Why do you feel that way, and how nice is it to be 4-2?
It feels good to be 4-2. They asked me about the last few years, but, it's just good to be where we're at, man. It was a good win yesterday. So, feeling good about just trying to keep stacking them, and, we've got a big game coming up this week.
How does it feel to be a part of an offense that it seems like each week it can be somebody else having a monster game, whether it's you, whether it's Steph Diggs, Kayshon Booty, a couple of touchdowns. Pop Douglas probably should have had a couple of touchdowns, but it seems like a lot of different guys are capable of big games.
Yeah, that's what you want in a good offense, man. Just keeps everybody honest. Can't key in on one guy. We have a ton of talent on offense, man. We're able to spread the ball around, and I think Drake's doing a great job of doing that too. Spreading around, guys that have different plays, and they're stepping up when those plays are called and making big time catches and plays and runs and whatever the case may be.
I don't want to get you in trouble. We got asked about the refs yesterday, though. How late that penalty was on the first OPI to Steph Diggs, where they called back the Pop Douglas second touchdown, I guess. What's the explanation you guys get for how late that is on the field, and what's that like? Because that felt later than anyone I can remember.
It's a tough scenario. We found out late, but you just have to respond. You have to, get ready for the next play as fast as you can. Obviously we all ran down and celebrated a touchdown, but, just unfortunate that it happened. You know, they made the call and we just responded, but I think the cool thing is, you know, we came back and scored that same drive. So, you know, it's all about responding and, continuing to play the game.
Is that something that, you know, anybody, whether it's like Drake or Josh McDaniels or Coach Vrabel, like, has to say? Because you just scored a touchdown. Like, we all saw it. It felt like it was a touchdown. Long enough time happens where it's like, all right, that should count. It's like, oh, no, it's not. That's not. That's actually a penalty. You're going to go back yards. And somebody say, like, because, I mean, you guys went on and had a successful scoring drive, but I feel like all 11 of you couldn't have been thrilled in the huddle after a call like that.
No, everybody was ready to go. Obviously it's us out there. The coaches on the sidelines, we just have to play with what was dealt, man. And, you know, they made a call and we just have to live with it. And it was cool to be able to still go respond and put one in the zone there.
We're just asking Christian Ellis about this, but I've seen that Mike Vrabel, I guess, shows some high school highlights of different players on the team at the end of the week. Yes or no? Has he shown your highlights yet?
He has not.
He has not. Has anybody's highlights individually jumped out in a good or bad way?
We all made it to this level. Everybody's, you know, a pretty good player, and they were obviously really good.
So who specifically? Who jumped out to you? If the answer is
give you that guy,
why?
Can't give you that.
You can't give it to us.
Sorry,
secret.
Man.
Like Milton Williams said.
No man, that's in house stuff, buddy.
Milton Williams said, and he I guess revealed in house. You can yell at him if you'd like, but he said that he got a big pop in the room when he looked a little lighter in his high school days, and that got a big reaction.
Yeah, that was funny. There was a few funny ones. We get some coaches too. You know, we have a lot of coaches that played, so some of the coaches kind of get we get to see some how they were back in the day too.
Yeah, well, you were teammates with one of the coaches, right? Dude, Christian Ellis just told us. His highlights.
Kevin Richardson, is that right?
Yeah. Me and Kay Rich, we go way back. We're actually the same class at Arkansas. Same hometown. Pretty crazy.
Obviously, you want to win every single game in the NFL, but is there any sense of, hey, Mike Vrabel used to coach Tennessee, they let him go, you're now going to Tennessee to face his former team. Is there any even like more motivation about like winning one for the coach?
I mean, obviously, it's always – I mean, everybody, if you were a place before, you know, you have a little motivation for it. But, you know, I think he's going to keep it the same, man. He's – always been the same guy no matter what is going on, so he'll be excited for this one just because it's the next one on the schedule, and it's a, you know, a AFC opponent on the road, another road game. I mean, this will be our third straight, so tough task for us. We got to you know go on the road again to get a win, so it'll be a big ask for us.
You guys are 4-2. You've won 3 in a row. You know it's time again for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1, you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you when Ashley Simpson was caught lip-syncing during a performance on Saturday Night Live?
Golly, guys, I don't even know if I remember that.
1 to 85.
Ashley Simpson, 40.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, we'll just know we're keeping track of all of these, Hunter.
I think her career.
On a big board somewhere.
That's
hard to come back from. Yeah. That's true.
I don't even know if I remember that, guys.
All right, well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Get ready for it again. Next Patriots Monday. We'll look forward to it.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Hunter.
All right. All right, Hunter Henry.
Let's see. How old was Hunter Henry when that happened?
7.
He was 7? 10.
7!
I think he was 10.
10.
Henry was born in 94. I think that happened in 04.
He wasn't a big SNL guy.
That was a big deal, though. Yeah. Then she started dancing weird, remember? like, what is happening?
Like an Irish jig? Isn't that what she did?
When I'm nervous.
Like, oh, no. That's my go-to. Like,
singing live.
Is what I do.
Doing it live.
Our go-to every Monday, though, is a recap of the week. What is this?
Yeah,
that's a bizarro world intro.
What happened there?
That's not the one I clicked on, but that's the one to play.
This is an old one?
That is an old one.
This is the first time we've done it. What do you mean an old one? Wait a minute. What was that? I was like,
I wasn't ready for that.
That was still why.
My heart sank a little bit.
It still sets up, right?
Sure.
You think it counts?
Yeah.
Jones, let's go to London for the Broncos and the Jets.
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. These two teams set the game of football back about 35 years.
Fields avoids the sack until he can't. Jonathan Cooper, the first in.
The Broncos won this game. I put game in quotes, 13-11. So the Broncos are 4-2. Their defense is good. We already knew that. The Jets are now 0-6. 0-17 in their sights. Oh, this is a real box score.
It's on
score.
The table, yeah.
Real box score. Justin Fields, 9 of 17 for 45 yards, and he was sacked 9 times.
Yeah.
So he was sacked as many times as he completed passes. He threw for 45 yards.
Keith, you and I think did the exact same thing yesterday.
Net passing was negative 10.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Net passing was like a record.
Yards lost for sacks, yeah.
Negative 10.
So you and I think had the exact. I didn't watch a ton of this game. I didn't plan on watching a ton of this game. I made the mistake of starting Justin Fields in fantasy, which actually has been okay until this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not great. But you and I had the same exact... I popped on the game, and they said, Justin Fields has 34-yard passing today. I'm like, what, on the last throw?
This drive?
What do you... 34-yard passing on the day?
I'm like, was he knocked out for a while? Like,
yeah, no, he must not have played.
No, he's played the whole game.
Wow.
Unreal.
Not
just so bad. But also had a chance to win there. My guy, Bo Nix, he's a winner.
He
didn't do much there, and the Jets defense, I guess, played pretty well, but they're 0-6, and they are horrible.
Okay.
They are horrible.
Yeah, I would say, but again, Denver's one of the teams you could be dealing with in the playoff picture. They barely beat that team.
All right, what about the other AFC East opponent that played yesterday? The Miami Dolphins at home against the LA Chargers.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. There was a late touchdown by Darren Waller to put the Dolphins up. You're thinking, oh, the Dolphins are gonna find a way to win this game.
But not so fast.
No, not so bad, my friend. Final drive on an absolutely must-have play.
Pressure coming again. Herbert in trouble. Herbert keeps it alive. Completes it to McConkey, who stops on a dime. There he goes. McConkey inside the 20. How did Herbert do it? 42 yards.
Great play by Herbert and McConkey. Maybe even a better play by Ladd McConkey. Made a guy miss, took off down the field. They would end up kicking the game-winning field goal. Chargers beat the Dolphins 29-27. LA 4-2. Dolphins fall to 1-5.
You see Tua after the game?
Yes.
He's like, guys are late to meetings, this and that. We got to work on that. He is actively, and I don't really blame him.
Yeah.
He's trying to get Mike McDaniel fired, which I'm rooting for.
We haven't had a coach fired yet?
Nope.
Mike McDaniel probably.
It's him or Callahan.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn's probably closer.
They should be. Sean Gannon. Is it Sean Gannon? I always said that Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
Sean Gannon. Jonathan Gannon vaulted up to like the top five after he slapped DeMarcado. They were like, I don't think he gets fired.
I've seen there's a good theory floating around because the Cardinals find him. There's a good theory that the Bidwells just wanted to save money. They're like, we're not going to let the league find you. We're fining you.
That's pretty funny.
We want to save some cash.
Take a paycheck from you. All right, next week's opponent, the Tennessee Titans, were on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders.
What happened?
First and goal from the Tennessee 4. This is Jenty. He's in. Touchdown. Ashton Jenty.
23 carries, 75 yards. One touchdown for the Raiders. They get their second win. They beat the Patriots week one. They lost 4 in a row. Then they beat the Titans, who fall to 1-5. I appreciate Christian Ellis, who was just on with us. He said they're going to approach next week's game like they're the best team in the league. Well, newsflash, they are not.
No.
In fact, they might be the worst team in the league.
It's them or the Jets.
It's them and the Jets.
I can't believe one of you guys had them in the playoffs. That's embarrassing.
It was not me.
It really is.
Cam Ward did throw a touchdown, so he did have that. Didn't get
a real one, or did he get kicked in the end zone?
That's true. He does have one of those.
Yeah.
Compared to Justin Fields, though, he looked like Tom Brady out there.
He's
so.
Marino, yeah.
All right, we have a division rival, the Browns and the Steelers.
Hey, what happened?
Gainwell in the backfield. Rodgers pump. Rodgers throw. Separation. End zone. Touchdown. He put it in the bucket.
Steelers win again. They're 4-1. Aaron Rodgers, 2 touchdown passes, including that one to DK Metcalf, who's been a great addition for Pittsburgh. The Browns muster just 3 field goals in the game. They are 1-5. The Dylan Gabriel experience, not exactly letting the world on fire.
No.
It's a bad team, too.
That was one of those games where it would scroll by every, 5 minutes or so whenever they update in the corner, and you're like, oh, the Steelers are just comfortably all over the Browns. You never saw a highlight from it.
No.
There was nothing to show.
Nothing.
Just like an easy,
boring
cruise control win.
Drilling his foot into the ground.
Oh, I did see that late, actually. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he like sunk into the turf.
So there's that, I guess. Sunday night football, you have the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Detroit Lions.
What happened?
Patrick Krause with a touchdown to Hollywood Brown for the second time in the second half.
Let's not bury the Chiefs yet. Chiefs are 3-3. They just beat the Lions at home. Patrick Mahomes threw 3 touchdowns. Kelce had 6 catches for 78 yards. Now, his receivers I don't like. It's, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster.
But they're about to get Rice back.
Yeah. Xavier Worthy was out there. They're about to get Rice back. Isaiah Pacheco was playing, so they have Pacheco and Hunt. Not that either are great, but they have both those guys as options. And, they held They held the Detroit Lions to under 100 yards rushing. Jared Goff threw for 203. So, like, they did a good job against one of the better offenses.
I mean, look, if we're going to sit here and say the AFC's wide open for the Patriots.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
A team like the Chiefs at 3-3 getting one of the better receivers in the league back in Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
I think it's wide open for them, too. And Mahomes is individually, we're talking about May MVP candidacy.
Yeah.
He is individually having quite a strong
year. Let's get to the rest of the games coming up.
Okay, so we'll pick up more what happened coming up here when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there it is, Jones. We're going to continue week 6. What happened around the NFL? Still have a bunch of games to get to. There's actually 2 games tonight. You know how you people love the Monday Night Football doubleheader?
Oh, we people do.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
I think there's
a here or there.
I think there's another one next week. Are we done with international games? Are those every week now?
No, there's one this Sunday coming up.
There's another one.
They're promoting it during the game. They're like, go nowhere, 9:30 kickoff.
Every week now, it's an international game at 9:30, and there's 2 Monday night games, like, every week?
If I wanted a 9:30 kickoff, I'd move to California.
Seriously.
I don't want one.
I don't want that. It rushes my whole day.
I need
Rams-Jags next week.
Oh, that's a good one.
I need time to go to a 6-year-old soccer game. I need to get my coffee. I need to get my donuts.
I want my coffee. I want to get my bets in. I want to set my fantasy lineup. Right. I want me time.
Yeah, so the inactives come out at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
For that game?
Yeah.
No thanks. No thank you. Well, this game started at a normal time and was here in the great country of the United States.
America.
The Packers and the Bengals.
Hey, what happened?
It's 2nd down 7, and Jacobs, oh, look it, right down the middle. Touchdown for the 2nd time today, Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. He is consistent as it gets. He has been really good. Jordan Love had a touchdown pass. Ja'Marr Chase, some more garbage points. So for fantasy owners of Ja'Marr Chase, fear not about Joe Burrow.
You're coming around on Flacco. I bet you are.
No.
You're coming around on Flacco.
So Schefter had a stat about Flacco that I'm like, oh, is this the one I've been looking for?
I thought the exact same thing. I know the exact tweet you're talking about.
I almost sent it to you guys.
Wasn't it?
It's not. What he was saying, if Flacco beat the Packers.
Which he did not.
Twice with 2 different teams, that would have been a first. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about playing against the team that we played for.
Yeah.
I'm all-time quarterback.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's happened. I still don't have an answer on if it's happened, which means it probably hasn't.
Bengals stink.
But I get it.
Well, the issue was like maybe there were 2 other interdivision quarterback trades.
Yeah.
It was like Dante Culpepper and somebody else.
All right. Well, you still didn't answer my question. I think Rich Keefe's stats and info was ahead of the curve.
I think you were.
Once again. Packers are 3-1-1. The Bengals fall to 2-4. What about the Indianapolis Colts and the Arizona Cardinals? This game was pretty close, and this was the game winner.
Toss play, Taylor to the edge, to the end zone. The Colts take the lead in the fourth.
And they would hold on to it. 31-27, your final. No Kyler Murray in this one. It was old friend Jacoby Brissett, who threw for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns. But it wasn't enough, Jones. As Jonathan Taylor ran for 123, and that score, he is on pace for a 1,700-yard rushing season, which would not even be a career high for him.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Like, he looks fantastic. You hear Scheim put the whole Colts defense on fraud watch this morning.
Frog watch?
Fraud.
You saying frog?
Fraud.
Frog.
Frog insurance.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. He's got them on fraud watch.
Okay.
So you're on notice, Colts.
All right,
on you.
Once Scheim gets you in his crosshairs.
This is where my fraud antennas go up. Ding, ding, ding.
Frog antennas?
Yeah.
Colts, though, are 5-1, and they're a perfect 4-0 at home. Cardinals drop to 2-4. What about the Seattle Seahawks and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
What happened?
As Darnold sets to throw and floating one down the middle. And Smith Ejigba has it. Touchdown, Seahawks. 61 yards for six.
61 for six.
He's the best play-by-play man in the business, Chris Myers. Jackson Smith Ejigba, if we were to update our wide receiver power rankings, is he the third best receiver in the league?
Well, we did AFC only before. I was going to say, I was like, where we put him?
League-wide.
Yes,
he was not third going into the season.
Nah, he's pretty awesome.
He's incredible.
I was not ready for. I'll tell you, if you look at all these, and you're seeing a lot of it, Drake May MVP conversation.
Oh, sure.
Advanced metrics, one of the quarterbacks who's consistently above Drake May in all of your stats, it's Darnold.
Darnold.
Yeah.
And they now have the same record. Seahawks are 4-2. The Jaguars, your guy, Liam Cohen, they fall to 4-2. But still one of the better teams in the AFC, at least record-wise. What about the Rams and the Ravens?
What happened?
Experienced linebackers, they're always looking for that ball.
Saffron is hitting me wide open, makes the catch, walks in, touchdown Rams.
This game was a bit of a dud. 17-3, your final. Rams get the win. They're 4-2. Baltimore playing without Lamar Jackson falls to 1-5.
Bad.
Can even Lamar save him if he comes back? I think they have a bye week coming up after that. Can he save it?
In this AFC?
Yeah, this AFC is open.
I think yes.
King Henry ran for $122 in the loss. But yeah, it was just a mess of a game. But their defense, which sucked all year, actually did all right.
Yeah.
Real low scoring.
No Puka on the Puka left, so he played half the game. That probably helps.
Yeah, I think he's day to day. The update on Puka Nacua.
Oh, I saw that he had an ankle sprain. Will most likely be out through their bye. So missed this week in London.
I thought Schefter said day to day. Schefter's been. Remember he had that misleading info last time with that running back that you had in fantasy.
Yeah,
he'll be all right.
Yeah, Trey Benson. I'll never forgive him. Trey Benson. I'll never forgive him. Yeah.
Whoops. What about the Cowboys and the Panthers?
What happened?
Well, it came down to this.
Fitzgerald for the win. It is good. The Panthers upset the Cowboys for one of Dave Canales' biggest wins as the headband for the Panthers.
One of his only wins? What are you talking about? One of his biggest wins. How many wins does he have?
Headman.
Headman. Panthers are 3-3.
Yep.
You're not dead there. Nope. Bryce Young, 3 touchdown passes. Rico Dowdle, running back of the year. 30 carries, 183 yards rushing. Also led the team with 4 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown.
I think he's also top 3 or 4 in rushing yards on the season.
I believe it.
He's third.
He was asked during the week going into the game.
Guy's incredible.
He's like, what should the Cowboys do for this game? He's like, they better buckle up. They asked him after the game. He said they weren't buckled.
No, they weren't. Dak Prescott threw 3 touchdowns, including one to George Pickens. Javonte Williams had one of his first down games all season. He had 13 carries for 29 yards. Cowboys are 2-3-1.
That's a Rich Keefe fantasy stat right there.
That's just good info for everybody.
If you're unaware, that Javonte stat was a Rich Keefe fantasy
football stat. Good info for the listeners out there. They want to keep up with Javonte Williams.
Uh-huh.
Last game, Jones, we had the 49ers and the Bucks.
Hey, what happened?
Of course, the Bucks also have the MVP favorite right now, Baker Mayfield.
Going for a big ball. Down the field. Got an open target.
That was a Tez Johnson touchdown. After that play, the crowd in Tampa started chanting MVP, MVP. Tez Johnson, after the game, shared this with everybody. He was like, chanting MVP? He went over to Sterling Shepard and goes, are they chanting MVP? He's like, I haven't done anything this year. And Sterling Shepard goes, no, they're talking about Bake.
Not you, but Tez.
But he's like, he's at
like
least
a little Sasquatch meme. He's like, me?
Yeah, me? Yeah. He's like, at least aware enough to be like, I haven't done anything. It's like, well, they're not talking about you. That was hilarious. It was a great catch.
Oh.
Sprinted down the field. Great catch.
Did like a nice somersault afterwards. Yeah.
Bucks are 5-1. 49ers, who had Mac Jones at quarterback once again. He threw a couple interceptions. They lose. San Francisco is now 4-2. Your doubleheader in Monday Night Football. Bills, Falcons have the early game, 7:15 kickoff. And then Bears, Commanders, Williams and Daniels. Pretty good.
Real good. Yeah. That's an exciting game tonight, in all honesty. I wish there weren't two of them, but that's an exciting game.
Right.
So there you go. What happened? Week 6 of the NFL. We do it every Monday here on Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.